You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
How do you sell your idea, your product or service to other people? I've been working with authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers for almost two decades, and there never seems to be a shortage of ideas. In other words, these individuals have a message, they have a product, they have a service. Oftentimes it's excellent, but when it comes time to sell it, this is where all the confusion happens. This is where everything breaks down. Why is that? Why can we sell ourselves on an idea and exert the time and money to build it? But then when it comes time to sell it to other people, we struggle so much. Let me tell you a quick story about my entrepreneurial journey back a long time ago when I was trying to go pro with my passion. I had this opportunity to speak in California to all kinds of potential authors about how to write, publish, and market their book and turn it into 18 streams of income. I came back from that conference with a stack full of business cards. These were people who said, you know what, I'm interested in learning more. So I gathered up those business cards and I boarded the plane. Now, I knew what I needed to do. I needed to take this 4-hour flight, open up my laptop, and get the sale done. In other words, I needed to email each person back and say, hey, thanks so much for meeting. It was fantastic, and here's your next step, and then basically share our publishing deal with these individuals. So I boarded the plane. Sure enough, there was an open seat, my seat, next to the window. There were two ladies, though. The middle lady was a little bit odd, I'll just be honest. She had hand sanitized everything, and she was wiping down the handles and the seat. And this was pre-pandemic. This is when germs were not uncool. So I thought that was a little bit odd, but I just put on my headphones, opened up my laptop, and sure enough, got down to selling. And I began to type out. Everything was cool. I was halfway into the flight until I needed to use the restroom. I knew I'd have to get away from my task. I came back and I was ready to put my headphones on and get back to selling. But the lady next to me, the clean lady in the middle seat, began to dialogue with me. Now, have you ever been there? I mean, you're trying to sell someone. You got a job to do. You're a creative. You're an artist. An author, a coach, entrepreneur, speaker. I mean, you got your job to do. So I tried to put my headphones on and she said, oh, are you from Ohio? And I was polite and I said, yes, I am. You know, we're going back from California to Ohio. And she said, oh, what brings you to California? And I told her I helped authors and I was a publisher, and her eyes lit up and she said, oh my gosh, I am coming back from an event. I'm a math teacher and I've wanted to write a book for so long. Now again, I'm trying to sell people on publishing. I got things to do. Why is this lady talking to me? Well, finally I got the hint and I said, you know what? Would it help if I helped you on the remainder of this flight map out your book? Here's the point, folks. Let me tell the story with 8 steps. Because these 8 steps are gonna help you sell anything to anyone, anytime, anywhere. In fact, it's a secret that I've been teaching my clients for years. So here's the 8 steps. The first thing I did is I had to take my eyes off myself. Folks, many times there's people all around us who need our product or our service. They need our idea. They're the ideal client, but we're too focused on ourselves. We're too focused on our agenda, our plan. And sure enough, that was me, and I almost missed the opportunity. I thought there was a sale in front of me, the business cards, and here's this lady next to me who genuinely needs help. The second thing that I did was I basically put away my distractions. I know that if I try to do helping her with my laptop open, there was gonna be trouble. And let's face it today, we have more distractions than ever before. The average person touches, clicks, swipes, taps their phone 2,600 times a day. We have 5,000 ads coming across our mind. The average person makes 35,000 decisions a day. We live in a world of digital distraction, and we will miss the opportunity to sell people if we let these distractions hack us. Step three, I showed up, filled up. I showed up, filled up. What does that mean? I said, you know what? I'm here to serve. I had to tell myself that. Nothing that this lady needed would get in my way. I mean, we're talking about when the person came for the water, when the person came, the stewardess with the snacks. I mean, I was laser focused on this woman and said, how can I help you? I showed up, filled up. The next step that I did is I asked permission. I got permission. I said, can I interrupt you? Many times we're scared. We're scared to be strong when we're selling people because we've been told the customer's always right and, you know, never argue and all this. You're an expert. You need to have confidence, but you don't have arrogance. So I knew I could help this woman, but only if she let me help her. Listen, when I go into the doctor, I'm not telling the doctor what to do. I don't want the doctor to listen to my advice. He or she is the expert. You are the expert. And so you need to ask permission to actually help the person. The next step that I did was I over-delivered. I thought, you know what? 2 hours? This woman had been struggling for over 2 years. I mean, she had a dream to write a book for a very long time, and I was gonna help her in 2 hours. But I knew I had to over-deliver. Now, I didn't ask for a fee for my consulting. I didn't do any of that. I just gave. Remember, we're talking about selling. How do you get anyone to buy anything, anytime, anywhere? You don't sell them. You serve them. Serving is selling. Serving is the secret, not selling. In other words, here I was an author coach, and I didn't tell her about my author coaching. I gave her my author coaching. Why do you think people at the supermarket give away free samples? Because when you give away a free sample, people are leaning in. People now have this reciprocity where you just gave them a gift, and guess what? They like it. When you take that little food sample at the store, you begin to know, like, and trust the product, and of course you want more. The next step, step number six, ask nothing in return. I didn't say as we were landing, I didn't say, now hold on, I'm gonna hold back. I'm gonna hold back. That's what most people do. They say, you know, I have three secrets, but I'm only gonna give you two unless you become a client. No. I asked for nothing in return. And sure enough, as the pilot said, we're landing, guess what she did? Number seven. She asked me to share the next best step. She knew I was going to leave and we might not ever see each other again. And here I did. I just helped her map out her whole book, and she was fantastic. Title, subtitle, target audience, back cover copy, you name it. And she said, do you do this for a living? Like, what's next? She began to panic. I could see the panic, and she said, what happens when we land? In other words, if you serve and don't sell, people don't want to break rapport. You've developed rapport. People don't want to break that anymore. They want to actually continue the relationship. So she said to me, what's my next best step? And I said, I'll tell you what, watch this author training that I have. I wrote down the website and I gave it to her, and she said, thank you, I will be in touch. Now remember, I'm the guy who is the new entrepreneur. I'm the guy who needed to sell all these business cards on why I was a good publisher. And here this woman, out of the whole plane, I sit next to her and she's the one who wants to write the book. Her name's Jonna Lee. And I said, Jonna Lee, here's the business card. You have a great life. I look forward to connecting. Reach out if you need anything. But guess what? I woke up the next morning with an email from Jonna Lee who said, I'm in. Here's my credit card. Here's my phone number. Call me and help. And well, I don't care how much it is. I'm in. Here's what I did with Jonna Lee. I called her up and I created a new future for her. Her future was very much about, you know what, I can't do this dream. I'm stuck. I'll never be an author. I don't know how to do it. All of a sudden on that training that I gave her even more goodness. I gave her even more serving. And she said, here's my credit card. She signed up that day for our publishing program, the highest offer I had at the time. The highest offer. I didn't need to sell her anything. One of my mentors says, it's a weird analogy, but hang with me. It's easier to kiss when someone's leaning in. Most authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers, most people push themselves on other people. They force their agenda, and people can feel this. The opposite is when you give, when you give, when you give, when you serve, you don't sell. And guess what? The people lean in, and they want the next step. Guess what? Jonna Lee today is an author. She's joined my mastermind. She's joined all kinds of other programs, and she's getting serious results. In fact, she's changing lives and igniting souls in a way I never could, because I don't know the first thing about math. But she helped me achieve my mission of igniting souls because I was able to serve and not sell. So I want to challenge you today. As you think about your business, I want to tell you, you're not bad at sales. Let me be the first one to tell you, you are not bad at sales. The product, the service, the idea is not about you. That's where we get caught up. That's where we get confused. When we think it's about us and our product and our service and our message, it's not. It's about the other person. Serving, not selling. And this is how you get anyone to buy anything, anywhere, at any time, when you have a genuine desire to serve.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.